Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a big girl.
Hey girl, hey, I am Kim A and welcome to Big Girl Chronicles, where we are not skinny, but we are good and plenty, okay? Big Girl Chronicles is a show for all my plus size queens, and we are here to rewrite your life script and teach you how to love yourself unapologetically.
Hello, everyone. I hope you all are doing well out there. Listen, I first want to thank everyone, as always, for listening, tuning in, whether it's from America, Japan, and I just learned we have some listeners in Germany. I am so happy about this and excited. Thank you all who are tuning in. I hope that you are encouraged or motivated or receiving something from Big Girl Chronicles. Thank you for your patience thus far with me these last couple of weeks. I know I haven't advertised each episode, at least the last couple episodes, as much as I would have liked to, but I have been taking that time to just recharge, be with my husband, and celebrate my husband. It was his birthday on Friday. So happy birthday again, honey. Happy birthday month. I love you so much. I celebrate you till I can't celebrate you anymore, and that's never going to stop. So thank you. If you're listening in, happy birthday again. But I just wanted time just to spend that time just to recharge and self-reflect. So thank you all for your patience. We are back. This is our 10th show. I am so happy. For me, that's a milestone. To others might be like, okay, so you did 10 shows. But for me, that's a milestone and a short-term goal that I wanted to reach, you know, and to be consistent and disciplined. That's something for my own self. So we are at 10 shows. Now today, I want to talk about fat phobia, fat shaming, whatever you want to call it. They do mean two different things, but I truly believe that fat phobia or fat shaming is real. Now, let me give you some definitions of fat phobia and fat shaming. And the reason why I wanted to discuss this, because this is an ongoing topic. And when I feel high-profile celebrities are experiencing this, it gets highlighted a lot more than the everyday person. But I know there's been some viral clips going around, whether it's regards to Lizzo or just others, but about fat shaming. And I just wanted to talk about it because it needs to stop, okay? But fat phobia, now the definition of that is irrational fear of or aversion to or discrimination against obesity or people with obesity or people who are just big, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Fat shaming is the action or practice of humiliating someone judged to be fat or overweight by making or mocking or being critical about their size. I feel fat shaming is real, whether you are in school or the workplace. Even in church, I said it, the community, media, TV, dance, sports, what have you. The plus size community experiences so much discrimination just because of their size. They seem to be selected last or viewed as less than because others feel plus size individuals either can't keep up or aren't intelligent. It just feels like we can't win for losing. And we're made to feel like we have to hide because we don't have what others think a perfect shape looks like. What does that even look like? I've said this many times in previous shows. Who said that an hourglass figure with a flat stomach is what that was meant to be normal, if that makes sense? Listen, we are just as, if not more, fast, fit, fly, intelligent as the next one, whether they're thin, tall, short, no matter the color of our skin, whatever it is, just because I'm overweight to you, that does not mean that I am less than. I was bullied, and I talked about this a little bit in, I think, the first show, but I was bullied just for my weight. And one of my bullies, listen, that's sad, I have to say one of my bullies, but one of my bullies I remember who sticks out the most because they were that horrible to me, okay? I remember one day I performed at an event and I saw that very person that bullied me in the audience. They were shocked, okay? Needed to pick up their mouth from the ground. And you know what I did? I performed like it was my last night ever performing. And I looked them right in the eye. I didn't need to approach them afterwards, after the show. My performance and confidence was the confrontation that needed to happen, okay? I was able to look my bully in the eye and say, yeah, oh yeah, she's here, okay? She's not who you thought she was. So let me tell you this, sis. You are fierce and more than enough. I said it before. I'm going to continue to say it. You don't have to be a size 2 to be acknowledged. My husband would tell me that he is glad to be with a woman who is thick, okay, and isn't ashamed to even eat in front of him. As we said in previous shows, you are loved and wanted. You are wonderfully made. You are worth far much more than what society projects unto us, queen. So you look those critics, those bullies in the eyes, and you say, yes, yeah, I'm fat. Let's keep it real. I'm fat, I'm thick, and all in between. But you know what? I love every bit of me, and I'm here. So get used to it, okay? When you can smile in front of your critics, when you can smile in front of your bullies, I feel that it disrupts their agenda. I feel like you confuse them with your confidence. So you be confident. Remember your affirmations that we said we're going to do every day in the mirror. And you stand tall and proud. Embrace those curves, queen. It's hard. I know it's hard to listen or not to listen to society and what we see on social media. I even suggest take some social media breaks. Do a fast just from social media. I know it's hard because that's what we see every single day. But we're more than that, okay? We're not skinny. Oh, please believe, though, we are good and plenty. So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit today about fat shaming. I would love to continue this conversation. So if you're tuning in and you want to weigh in on fat shaming or how to overcome that, like how I shared today, please hit me up on social media. That's at Big Girl Chronicles, BIGGURL, and the word Chronicles on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook, wherever you can find me. You can even email me. But let's continue this conversation. Let's embrace one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's beat the odds of society, okay? Until next time, I am your girl, Kim May. We will talk next week. I'm a big